Now, back to the Valley's top local talk show host, Heidi Harris, on News Talk 720 KDON, KDWN.
Joining me in studio, a very special lady, 16-year-old Monika. So glad to have you in studio, and you are so together. You are the author of a great book. It's called The Exciting Adventures of Boo. Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This book is totally adorable.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, I was telling Tony, and we get pitched a lot of books, and most of the time, and I'm a huge reader, but it's just that most of them, you know, and this book is terrific. It's absolutely adorable. It's all about dogs, and basically, the title is The Exciting Adventures of Boo, 10 Tender Lessons, and basically, you get little life lessons included in these stories. I can't imagine being 16 years old and having it so together. You started this, obviously, when you were younger than that.
Yeah, I actually started when I was about 13. Mm-hmm. I wrote a list of all the lessons I learned throughout my childhood so far. There are about 200, and I narrowed it down to the 10 I thought were most important, and I created the 10 different stories.
That's amazing. So now, what was your concept for Boo? I mean, with this particular dog, this dog looks actually a lot like one of mine. Cute little dog, hound doggy looking thing. How was the Boo thing brought into the storyline?
You mean, why did I make it an animal?
Yeah, why'd you make it a dog, this particular dog?
Yeah, well, I made it an animal because I feel that children can relate to him more. And because, for example, if I made it about a girl named Sally, they'd say, oh, Sally did this, Sally did that. What's Sally going to do next? But by making it about a dog, and he's kind of an undefined dog, they can really relate to Boo, and their mind can kind of merge with Boo, so they themselves can experience the story and experience the lesson at the end.
This is so great. Now, have you always wanted to be an author? Did you expect to do anything like this?
Well, yeah, my dad's actually an author, So I'm around writers all the time, and yeah.
The crazy writers, well, you know, thank God for the writers, right, for those of us who love to read. So your dad gave you a lot of encouragement. Dad, jump on the mic here. Come on, Dad. Jump on the mic here. Wait a second. Go ahead. Hi, Dad. How are you?
Hi.
I don't know why that's not. Doesn't seem to. Go ahead. Grab this one over here. Sorry about that. That was not plugged in, I guess, or something. We didn't plan on having Dad. We're just putting him on the spot here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
So, what kind of books do you write?
All different books, nonfiction and fiction. Different. I research different areas of life that I think will do well, and I write about them.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say computer tech manual or something. I'm so grateful with something besides that. So when Monika came to you at 13 years of age and said, hey, Dad, I've got this idea for a book, I mean, you must have been thrilled.
Oh, I was. I also told her that we wouldn't publish it unless she made it something of real lasting value, that's something her kids would like to read. So that's why she went on a long learning curve.
Yeah.
So how long did the process take from the time you started to kind of whittle down the lessons, the 200 lessons that you had learned, till the time you got to the top 10 and then kind of wrote stories around each one? How long was that process?
Well, I actually first started when I was 12 and the book got published when I was 15. So it took me 3 years because how I would do it is I'd write one draft of my book and then present to my dad and he'd say, okay, now you have to go through it focusing on making the text more fluent and natural. And then I'd go through that several times. It'd take me a few months per draft. And then I'd present to him again. And he'd say, okay, now you have to go through it getting the minds of the characters.
Well, that's tough living with an editor, isn't it? I mean, you're trying to eat dinner and your dad's going, now, wait a minute, get yourself in the mind of your characters, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's great to have that encouragement and have a professional look at this and say, hey, you know, this is how you can make it a little bit better.
Yeah, so it was just months took me.
Yeah, so you guys are still speaking. That's always good.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing. I'm a daddy's girl myself, so I think that's terrific. Mm-hmm. So it took several years for the process. Now, what about the illustrations? William, is it Garbas? Is that how you pronounce
William
it?
William Garbas, yes.
I love the illustrations. They're absolutely adorable. And how did you connect with him, and how did that work out?
Well, we had actually known him before, and we showed him this project. He said he was thrilled by this, and he drew several different drawings of Boo, but when we saw this Boo, we knew it fitted the character perfectly. So then from there, we would give him the writing, and he would draw pictures for it. And then I'd tweak little words in the writing to make it match the picture and have him tweak little things in the picture to match the writing.
Interesting. So, yeah. I don't think most people have any idea how complicated that is when you're doing the illustrations, because it does. It's just not just a picture of a dog. It's got to be a dog doing exactly what your story says.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did that process take before when you handed him your idea and said, here's what I'd like to do?
Oh, probably like a year about.
Wow.
Yeah.
People don't realize, do they, how long it takes to create a book from the first thought to the actual publication. When it came out, and this is a beautiful book, once again, the book's called The Exciting Adventures of Boo. We'll put information on the website, too, as to how people can get it at kdwn.com. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they should know that all proceeds go to the Nevada SPCA.
Yes.
which is wonderful. That's terrific. You know, they do great work over there. And as I was telling you, I'm a foster mommy with the puppies over there at Nevada SPCA, and you know, they are terrific. So all the proceeds go to the Nevada SPCA. Were you shocked when you saw how beautifully this? I mean, this, I've seen a lot of kids' books in my life, but this thing's terrific. I mean, it's really beautifully done.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I guess when I first saw it, it was just exciting, but I just saw it build like slowly and slowly up to, you know, starting with me just writing down on a piece of paper and kept growing and growing over 3 years. So, yeah, I was just so thrilled when I saw the end product after all that hard work.
It's great. What do your friends think about this? Here you are, 13, 14, 15 years old. Some of these girls are stuck on MySpace and doing stupid things with their time, and you're engrossed in doing something that, you know, will, as your dad said, this will last forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't really tell them about it while I was writing it just because, like, my motto is don't tell people about something, just do it, you know? So, but when I finally told, like, I didn't even tell my closest friends until it was finally done. They were just like, whoa, when have you been doing this whole time? Like, you know, but they've just been really encouraged.
While they were on MySpace screwing around, you were actually getting something done.
Yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to. Now, you go to school here locally, of course?
Yes, the Henderson International School.
And where's that out, Henderson?
Yes.
And you've gone there for how long?
Well, it used to be called Warren Walker, and I've gone there since preschool.
Oh, okay. I know that name, Warren. Mm-hmm. Okay, Warren, the Warren Walker School.
Yes.
So you started in preschool. How many kids in your high school class, or in high school in general?
High school in general, probably under 100.
Jeez Louise. When I went to Chaparral High School, there were 700 kids in my graduating class. Just my class. Go ahead and pick your headphones on. I got a couple of calls for you here quick. 257-KDWN. Christy, welcome. You're on News Talk 720 with Monika.
Hey, hi, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. I was wondering if you were going to tour any of the elementary schools?
Yes, I've actually been going around to different elementary schools in the Valley, and I've been reading them my books. I've actually been giving them writing workshops, too. So,
how can people reach you if the teachers are listening, people like that who'd like to have you come read the book? What's the best way to reach you?
Oh, they can go to boostories.com, BOOstories.com, and they can email me or email Boo on that website, and then... Yeah, they just tell me what school they want me to come to and read.
Oh, great. So you'll have that on the website, Heidi, right?
Yes, we'll put that up there today.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And you're so lucky to have a father like that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have a father like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Thank you, Christy. We'll put the information up there. Thank you. And that website, once again, is boostories.com, 257-KDWN. Jim, welcome. You're on News Talk 720 with Monika.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Oh, how are you, Heidi?
Doing well.
That young lady is very inspirational. I just got a good luck streak from my daughter from my granddaughter back in New York. She's going to perform in Carnegie Hall.
Wow!
And we're flying up there. She's 12 years old, and I don't know. I didn't even hear the title of the book. I said, "Let me get it, and I'll take it up there with me."
Oh, that's great! How
so,
can you get
I mean, I just want to show her that even no matter what your age, as long as you persist at something, you can do great things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The best way for him to get a copy of the book in a big hurry?
You can go to boostories.com, and you can order the book there.
Okay, we'll put that information up on our website, kdwn.com. It's boostories, B-O-O-S-T-O-R-I-E-S, boostories.com.
All right, I don't even know if I got that, I'll be honest with you, but I can get it off of KDWN.
Yeah, KDWN.com, our website, we'll have it up there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, appreciate it. It's terrific. I'm glad everybody's so excited. 257-KDWN. Rodney, welcome. You're on News Talk 720 with Monika.
Hi.
Hi, Rodney. Oh, Rodley. Hi, Rodley.
Brad, you're talking to me now?
I don't know. It says Rodley. What's his name, Tony?
B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Hi, how you doing?
No, I just, you know what, it's so wonderful to hear this girl is so mature and so together, and you know her father was a huge part of that, and it just, I don't know, I've seen so many kids that go south and screw up, and it's just a wonderful thing to hear this girl and hear her father, and that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Thank you.
The information will be up on the website, Rodley, to find out how you can get the book. I recommend everybody get it for their kids, grandkids. It's really fun. And here's a fun thing for me is every year during Nevada Reading Week, I go out and read to a bunch of elementary schools. And, you know, this is my new book, you know, to take out to the schools now. And I'm going to tell them that I actually got to meet the cool author, Monika. So once again, the information is going to be up at kdwn.com. Website is Boo Stories. Monika, this is a terrific book. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having
me. And I have a hunch that the next time I see you, you're going to be like a, you know, it's like multiple billion-selling author, and I want to be able to get you on the phone or even in studio. You'll say, who? Heidi Harris, who? I don't have time for her. Go through my publicist. That's what'll happen. Thanks for being here. Once again, the book is The Exciting Adventures of Boo. It's terrific.
Thanks.
I'm Heidi Harris. Dr. Laura coming up. Don't forget Jerry Doyle, Mr. Wall Street, coming up at noon. And, of course, Michael Savage this afternoon. You know, he loves the dog stories, too. I'm Heidi Harris. Have a great day.